At 7:30, Joe Uris and A. Proctor host the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show. Their guest is Josh McPhee, printmaker and stencil designer on political street art. At 9 on Between the Covers, host Jim Schumach interviews Sarah Waters, authors of The Night Watch, a suspense novel set in World War II London. At 9:30, Rabia Yemen interviews Liz Pearl, longtime editor and publisher, about her book Money, a memoir, Women, Emotions, and Cash. At 10, environmental journalist Elizabeth Grossman talks about High Tech Trask, her new book examining the dark side of where computers and other electronic equipment comes from and where they go when you're done with them. At 10:30 on a special edition of Stage and Studio, host D. May Roberts looks at experiences and contributions of Southeast Asian refugees who came to Portland after the U.S. withdrawal from Vietnam in 1975. And at 11, it's Democracy Now! Have a lovely day.
This is the KBOO Community Calendar for Tuesday, May 16th. Today, the American Red Cross will partner with the Portland Rose Festival for the third annual Courting Donors Blood Drive from noon to 6 p.m. The 14 members of the Rose Festival Court from all Portland area high schools will be present to meet with donors and learn about the importance of giving blood. The event also features music by local pianists Jim Fisher and Sally Harmon, along with the Red Cross Rose Show judged by the court's ambassadors. All participants also will receive a miniature rose plant while supplies last. Donors must meet minimum age requirements. 16 years old in Oregon, while 16 and 17-year-olds in Washington need parental consent. Must weigh at least 110 pounds and must be generally healthy. Interested donors can schedule an appointment by calling 503-284-4040 or by going online to www.nwblood.redcross.org. Later, you can attend a free lecture entitled Why Diets Don't Work, A Medical Perspective. Marcella Vinokur, MD, will lead a lively discussion about the current research on short and long-term weight loss and offer options that are more likely to prove successful over the long haul. The event is from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at 1821 Southeast Ankeny Street in Portland. For more information, call 503-236-4506. Also, you can join an Opportunities for Action meeting of the End Corporate Personhood Action Group at 6 p.m. The End Corporate Personhood Action Group is a Portland-based group that is part of a nationwide movement dedicated to ending corporate personhood and returning democracy to we the people. At the Opportunities for Action meeting, discuss alternatives to the current economic system, draft and help implement legislation redefining personhood, educate the public on the subject, and more. The meeting is held at 6 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church on Southwest 12th and Salmon in Portland. For more information, you can call Marsha Myers at 503-665-3957. Here's a call to activists and social changers. Home Free, a program of Volunteers for America for women and children surviving domestic violence, has opportunities for compassionate women to assist in various program areas. Some of the exciting opportunities include working in the children's program, doing advocacy with women, answering the hotline, restraining order room advocacy, and co-facilitating support groups. Training will be provided starting May 30th. Please call Samantha at 503-771-5503 to reserve your space. You've been listening to the KBOO Community Calendar for Tuesday, May 16th, the 2006 Oregon primary election day, so remember to vote. This is KBOO Portland.